What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
In today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about proposed amendments to the Prairie Larceny Prevention Act. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The penalties enforced for acts of prairie larceny are drawn from several pieces of legislation, such as the Agricultural Produce and Unlawful Possession of Property Acts. This is because the Prairie Larceny Prevention Act does not outline penalties for theft. The government says it intends to bolster the legislative framework to provide greater penalties to deter persons from committing prairie larceny. This includes amendments to the Prairie Larceny Prevention Act.
While we await those legislation, the prairie thief should not believe that it's peace and safety, because we have enough legislation to come after them.
Prairie Larceny Prevention Officer, Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Sergeant Damien Harry. The proposed changes to the prairie larceny legislation include expanding the definition of prairie larceny to cover the theft of livestock, including fish, plants, lumber, and other types of agricultural produce.
As it stands now, prairie larceny refers to the stealing of agricultural produce in terms of crops only. And so when a man steals a cow, it's larceny of cattle, even though it might be reported as prairie larceny. Based on the legal definition, it's larceny of cattle. So what we have to do is to find provisions under the different legislation to arrest each offense that has to do with farm theft.
Another proposed amendment is to increase the fines for breaches under the Agricultural Produce and the Prairie Larceny Prevention Acts. The fine currently stands at a maximum $20,000.
We will be having significant fines that will render people fearful of committing the act of prairie larceny in the future.
Head of the Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit, Ministry of Agriculture, Deputy Superintendent Kevin Francis. Additionally, the amended legislation will seek to simplify the procedures for registering and licensing all handlers of agricultural produce along the entire value chain under the Agricultural Produce Act.
There are different specifications of license under the Act, and specifically the Agricultural Produce Act. The process, though, of obtaining those licenses is very cumbersome. And so, as a result, the proposed legislation is for those requirements to be simplified, and so that we can have a higher compliance rate in relation to the law.
Prairie Larceny Prevention Officer, Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Sergeant Damien Harry. The proposed amendments will include a review of the receipt book system. Sergeant Harris says under the law, only a registered farmer can receive a receipt book from the Jamaica Agricultural Society.
What that means is, if I purchase from a farmer as a vendor, then that farmer will give me a receipt. However, as a vendor, if I'm selling those produce to somebody else, I won't be able to obtain a receipt book from JAS. And as a result, I won't have a receipt to issue that person.
The Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit is encouraging citizens to make prairie larceny a personal concern.
When the farmer spray the pesticide on the plant, or when that animal is sick and is treated by the vet, and those things are stolen, it has the potential to end up on anybody. Plate. It has the potential to end up in the school system, where our children need to have their lunches. And so when you look at the problem holistically, you realize that this just does not affect farmers, but every Jamaican has a stake and must do whatever they can to assist us in fighting prairie larceny.
Prairie Larceny Prevention Officer Sergeant Harry. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Take care.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.